four segments of all this radio stuff about modems, about problems with CD-ROM drives.
You couldn't get one of
them. No, I haven't got that much. Do you know how much this digitized stuff is? It is unbelievable. Anyway, go to www.mychronica.com.au and there's a digital doctor thing there somewhere, so you can listen to some more of the technical segments in case you missed something important.
You're taking over the show, aren't you, Ed?
He is. In 7 or 8 minutes, I will.
Sack you
and
now.
Then I'm out of here.
Sack me while you
sack.
Can.
You're sack.
So what conundrums are we dealing with this week? More modems, isn't
it? More modem dropouts. Look, here's another one. One of the guys from Polyester, Gonzo?
We know Gonzo.
Okay. Look, he's had problems as well, compression strings, and we should give this as feedback to some of the listeners. He changed service providers or something. Anyway, they told him he had problems, used the following modem initialization string, and he wanted me to tell him what the heck does this thing do. Now, the string that they got him to use to solve all his problems was ampersand F percent C 0 N 0. Well, whoopee-doo, what really that does is restore your factory defaults and disable your compression, MNP and V42 biz, and that's about it. And I don't know why the other modem wouldn't have been responding to that. I think really your service provider should have checked themselves out, because I actually recommend that people use compression on our service. So anyway, that's another one out of the way. And let's talk more about some modem dropouts. Other things that will make your modem drop out. Probably another half a dozen emails next week. If your modem drops out before connecting, check your S7 register, which is the wait for carrier. That's usually set to about 45 seconds, but if some fool has actually set it to 1 or 2 seconds, your modem's going to drop out if it doesn't see carrier in 1 or 2 seconds, and bingo, your line's dropped out. The other thing is, if you're using Win 95, don't use Trumpet Winsock.
Duncan.
Look, what? Come on, guys.
What is
it? It works perfectly.
It does not.
Mine has worked perfectly every day for at least 2 hours a day.
I love Trumpet Winsock and I love Win95 PVP. Trumpet Winsock for Win31. Okay, all you guys listening at that? Trumpet Winsock for Win31 and Windows for Workgroups. Use the built-in PPP stuff. It'll take you an extra 2 days to set it up, but it'll be worth it under Win95. It does work well once you've got it set up correctly.
It's faster.
It's faster. It is really good.
What are you talking about?
And why not? It comes from Windows NT 3.51, doesn't it? I think when you click the on about or whatever, it says PVP for Windows NT or
that's
something.
That's right.
So anyway, okay, that's another one. What else have we got here? Ah, yes, more modem dropout problems. I've got buckets of these. All these people with modem dropout problems, I tell you.
And you thought no one listened to you, Ed.
Well, maybe somebody thought they didn't, or maybe somebody thought they did.
You.
And frankly, I don't care. I got so much work on it, it's not funny. ISDN, actually, that was the other thing. People are asking about those new 56K modem thingamajigs that are coming out. Have you heard about those?
Yeah. No. 56K down the
Yes. Well, it raises an interesting point, actually. Does that mean ISDN is really a little bit too late? I mean, 65 kilobits per second?
ISDN's been around for a long time.
It has.
Does it mean
nobody's ever used it.
Does it mean my 28.8 $500 motor is now worth $100?
Yes.
I think you're just about there. Because we're doing our 33.6Ks. Actually, we're going to be in PC World Magazine, I think, this month or next month. And I think
we'll
even get
this week.
Okay, no, I'm not telling. Otherwise, I'll get more emails and more. Mychronica.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, never mind. When that comes out, I'll tell
people.
And all that stuff. Okay, now another.
Proudly brings you right into it. Every week.
And the Microsoft Hour, right?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Okay, another thing that'll cause your modems to drop out. Guaranteed. Don't use lousy DB9 to 25 connectors, which are made for your mouse instead of real DB9 to 25 conversion. Because, yes, John.
Yes.
It didn't work for him, and it won't work for you.
We're handshaking.
He gave you a Dear John letter.
I won't mention a surname, but anyway.
His
name's John. Not all pins may actually be wired through, and this actually good customer of mine actually found this out the hard way, especially the clear to send line.
Mm.
And that can cause your modem not to respond at all, or it can cause it to drop out just about when you want it the most, which is when the data's pouring through and you get a data overrun and the thing is trying to say, wait, and it all gets corrupted and overflows and overruns, and then it says, goodbye, I'm out of here. So don't use cheapo DB9 to 25 connectors that somebody's wired up for you like a friend, and don't use the mouse ones because not all the wires are necessarily wired.
Can you use a crimp on?
What's a crimp? Oh, yeah, the crimp cables with the ribbons. Well, you can, but no, you can't, because the 9 to 25 crimp is one's 9 wide and one's 25 wide, and the pins don't actually line up. You would have to move them all over the place, so no, you can't really.
So, no, is the answer.
Unless you unshred and unravel one of the ends and manually solder it up on the other thingamajig or crimp it a wire at a time.
Just one more spanner in the work.
This is a project for you, Duncan.
Do we still have time? Like,
yep. 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Here's a good one for all your technocrats out there. Thank you, Tony Buck, again for reminding me of this address location. If you try to set up, and this is another one of my, actually a dealer, who knows all about computers, and he does, he's pretty good, set up his computer with COM1 and COM2, of course, and decided to set up his internal modem as COM4. And he got the address right, you know, it goes 3FA, 2FA, 3E8, 2E8, so he set up 2E8 with IRQ3 and all that for COM2, and those who are tuned into this will understand what I'm talking about.
Okay. The rest of us will just nod and keep drinking.
Okay, the problem is this. The operating system does not actually work like that. It will actually take COM1, COM2, and COM4 and allocate them sequentially as COM1, COM2, and COM3. So then you've really got the wrong address for COM4, which has become COM3, and the interrupt doesn't really match COM3 because it's still assigned as COM4. And if you don't believe me, this is what you do. You go to your DOS prompt, and if you've got debug on your computer, you type in debug, D-E-B-U-G, enter, right? Then you use this magic command, D for display, space, 40:0. And what that actually shows you is what the operating system reckons your COM1, COM2, COM3, COM4 and LPT ports are. So you can actually see perhaps that the first three are used and the fourth one isn't used, so you haven't really got a COM4, and if you run MSD, I think it'll probably prove it. And I think that's just about enough for now, isn't it?
Fantastic, Ed. You've got a quick one?
Mate, well, part of next week's show, I wanted to talk about next week's guest. We have a man by the name of Larry Polanski, who is doing some work with the contemporary music event, Experimenta, the Reflective Space. And Larry Polanski is a world-renowned concert artist, and he's going to be coming on to talk about computer improvisation next week.
That sounds unusual. Maybe there's a fractal kind of thing there.
We're going to get really spatial, and we're going to be sliding out.
Improvisation must involve fractals. I love fractals.
Probably not sure, but that's my guess. We'll ask Larry about fractals. He'll probably like just hate us for the year.
And Doc, quickly, before we go.
Have we still got a minute or not?
Oh, you're starting to push it.
Okay, go. One more. Turn off your hex off handshaking on your computer and your modem. Make sure you're using clear to send, request to send, hardware handshaking. That's another dead ringer for problems. Good night.
Fantastic. Well, that's right into it for again this week. We've had a good time. I'm going to go out and buy an abacus. I'm sick of my computer.
Good idea.
See you next week. Thank you, Julian and Scott from Mindscape.
Mindscape. Yeah. And